Well, the Lansing Lugnuts are in the midst of a three-game homestand against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers tomorrow afternoon before the teams meet for their final game. A special ceremony will take place honoring Michigan's finest ball players, coaches, and one legendary announcer. The Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame is preparing to induct its first 10 members. They are Jim Abbott, Bill Freehand, Charlie Gehringer, Herney Harwell, Al Kaline, Hal Newhouser, Pat O'Keefe, John Smoltz, Alan Trammell, and Larry Tuttle. Current State's Kevin Lavery went to Cooley Law School Stadium to talk with Lugnuts announcer Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The sky was blue. The air was loud with the sound of the stadium's ongoing redevelopment.
The first step was figuring out how those Hall of Famers would be chosen. Then we developed a selection committee, and then we asked Michiganders, we asked baseball fans throughout the state, nominate who you think belongs. And we had nominations come flooding in, and in the end, 75 coaches, players, teams, contributors were put together on a ballot. And I don't mean to say that there were 75 nominations, because some of these folks were nominated many, many times over. And from this ballot, they were sent to the selection committee. And they went through three rounds of voting, paring those names down. And the top 10 vote-getters, we got that majority of the vote from the committee and really unanimous. These are our 10 Hall of Famers.
We're standing near the center of the railing, Jesse, in front of the plaque honoring Lansing hero, John Smoltz. I don't think there's anybody in Michigan who's never at least heard of John Smoltz. Tell me about his career.
Well, John Smoltz was born in Detroit. And then he attended high school right here in the Lansing area. First at Lansing Catholic Central, and then he transferred to Waverly. Tim Stout, who was a member of the selection committee and will be emceeing our Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, he loves to tell the story of the 1985 Diamond Classic. Now we know Smoltz for his pitching, but then he starred as a hitter, and he hit the walk-off home run, beating Lansing Sexton. Clyde Weir, another member of the selection committee, he was scouting Smoltz. The Detroit Tigers drafted him. I don't think Clyde was a scout for the Tigers at the time. Now he is. Smoltz, drafted by the Detroit Tigers, told Michigan State in their full scholarship offer, thank you, but I'm going to try professional baseball. Then he was traded to the Atlanta Braves. Now, a National Baseball Hall of Fame career followed. Over 200 wins, over 150 saves.
Popped him up! Renteria at short. History for John Smoltz in Atlanta, number 200 against the Mets.
But I think in Smoltz, I think in some of these other inductees, you see the breadth of what we're covering. Whether it's someone like Smoltz who grew up here in Lansing and then went elsewhere to achieve great baseball success, or whether it's someone like Ernie Harwell who grew up in Georgia and became the voice of baseball in Michigan. It spans that landscape, all those ways that Michiganders can be shown, hey, you can make a positive impact upon the game of baseball.
Show me somebody else here on this Walk of Fame who's a little less well-known, perhaps.
Well, let's walk along here to Coach Larry Tuttle. Oh, actually, I guess Larry Tuttle's over on the other side. So Larry Tuttle is the head coach of the Blissfield Royals. Started coaching at Blissfield in the 1960s. Was the very first head baseball coach in the state of Michigan to win over 1,000 games at the high school level. Won 7 state titles. 19 times he won the Lenawee County Conference title. This is someone who deserves to be honored. This is a hero. This is someone who built up not just a dynasty, but affected how many kids' lives as he went over the course of his coaching career decade after decade, and he is still going. And Blissfield High School baseball throughout the spring, and then coaching summer ball. Maybe you know the name Bill Freehand, the great catcher for the Tigers. Maybe you listen to Ernie Harwell for year after year after year. But Larry Tuttle's name deserves to be placed right alongside.
We're talking with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, the radio announcer for the Lansing Lugnuts. Well, let's talk about Al Kaline.
Al Kaline was born in Baltimore. I don't know about you, but after high school for me, find a summer job, you head off to college. Al Kaline, the day after he graduated high school, was offered a contract by the Detroit Tigers. And at 18 years of age, he takes over in the Tigers' outfield. And what a right fielder. This is Mr. Tiger. 22 seasons in Detroit. Over 3,000 hits. Noted for his bat. Noted for his power. Noted for his defense. And his throwing arm. I mean, my goodness, 10 gold gloves, 18 All-Star games. And after his playing career finished, then being the color commentator for the Tigers for 25 more seasons on the broadcasts. When you're talking about someone who meant a lot to Michigan and to Detroit Tiger baseball in specific, and all of those Michiganders who grew up loving their Tigers, that's Al Kaline.
The Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame probably doesn't have the same recognition as the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, but what does that really do for an inductee?
It localizes it. Cooperstown is considered a magical place, and if you've been there, you know it's tucked out of the way. You really have to go there. You've got a long drive. You got to go through the hills of New York. The Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame brings it back home. Charlie Gehringer is enshrined in Cooperstown, one of the great second basemen in the history of baseball. And he grew up in Fowlerville, went to Fowlerville High School. His family is still around the Michigan area, and he has a huge family. So some have gone elsewhere, but he's Michigan, and he starred for the Detroit Tigers. He was signed to a contract by Ty Cobb himself after a tryout. It brings it back home. It is one thing for everybody to appreciate you, but if they're appreciating you way out there, well, you want your family and friends to be able to say, this is where you're from. And where you're from loves you and wants to show how much that they admire what you did. You came from this area and you excelled. And so a kid growing up just down the streets can say, well, here's where I am. I don't know any superstars personally yet, but that could be me because he grew up just like me. Charlie Gehringer grew up on a farm, and maybe someone else grew up on a suburb. John Smoltz, right down the street. Whatever that background is, and whatever it is that you aspire to, you can reach the very heights of it. That's the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. We're honoring the past. We're inspiring the future.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler is the radio announcer, the voice of the Lansing Lugnuts. You mentioned Ty Cobb, the Georgia Peach. His fellow Georgian, Ernie Harwell, is a couple of plaques over, but Ty Cobb is not here.
Ty Cobb is not here. The first season of inductions. I would not be surprised if Ty Cobb is enshrined in the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame before too long. He was the greatest Tiger, you could argue, ever. It'd be a fun argument. There were many who argued that Ty Cobb was the greatest baseball player ever. And the fact that now Babe Ruth is considered the greatest baseball player ever, this is more of a recent thing. It is not what you might assume, that ever since Babe Ruth started swatting more home runs than entire teams, that everyone said Babe is the superstar of the game, Babe is the best. No, Ty Cobb for the best, I would say the first half century of baseball, he was considered a force of nature. He was considered every single thing that you could aspire to be on the diamond. But don't peeve him. Don't get on his bad side, because whatever he could do, he would beat you. Whether it was on the bases, whether it was at home plate, he was the ultimate competitor, and he was the guy that put the Tigers on the map. He lifted the Tigers up to be one of the best teams in the American League and competing at the highest level. So no, Ty Cobb's plaque isn't here yet. That doesn't mean that it's not going to be here before too long.
So when the induction ceremony begins at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm assuming that the barrage of sound that means progress will be silent for a while, and what will happen at that afternoon?
Well, yes, it's the same thing as when a baseball game starts, they stop chalking the foul lines. Those foul lines are ready, the infield is prepared, home plate is looking great, and it's time to play ball. It'll be time for us to induct our inaugural class. Tim Statt will be our MC. 5 o'clock, we'll welcome everybody in, and then from 5:30 to 6:30, we'll honor our inaugural class of inductees. We have families who are here, we have inductees who are coming. John Smoltz, for example, is unable to attend, but John Smoltz Sr., his mother, his sister, they'll be here, and we'll honor that inaugural class. And then we'll step outside and we'll reveal the plaques for the very first time so that everybody can see what the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame looks like. So you have an exclusive. You and I are two of the first people to ever see these plaques, and my first time looking at them was standing at your side.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, the voice of the Lansing Lugnuts radio broadcaster, the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock here at Cooley Law School Stadium. What a great day for the event. Thanks, Jesse.
Kevin, thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
Now, God has a new adventure for me, and I'm ready to move on. So I leave you with a deep sense of appreciation for your long-time loyalty and support. I thank you very much, and God bless all of you.